Well, we're used to seeing desperate boatloads of refugees pouring into Europe from Africa, but according to a recent report, most of the children making that crossing of the Mediterranean are actually travelling alone. The UNICEF report has found that 9 out of 10 children immigrating across the Mediterranean are unaccompanied. The Wire's Nicole Wedding spoke to Amy Lamoine from UNICEF about the findings of the report.
Around 90% of children arriving are actually unaccompanied, which means that they're actually not with a parent or not with a guardian or with an adult that they know.
How are children paying for these trips?
We're not sure. There's a lot of information missing. We don't have a lot of data in relation to what's happening for children in the lead up to these trips. We know that they may have lost parents on the journey. We know that some of them may have actually boarded ships without their parents, that their parents have been killed in their country of origin due to conflict or violence. So there's a lot we're actually not clear about. Some of those children are actually going on these journeys to hopefully reunite with family members, with parents or family members. But we're not necessarily sure about the specific circumstances in relation to how children are actually beginning these journeys. We know that they're incredibly dangerous. We know that children exiting spaces of conflict and violence is absolutely dangerous kind of journey, right from the point that they are living in violence, exiting that violence, and then trying to arrive to a space where they can live safely. And as children are arriving in Europe, we know that many of them are experiencing smuggling, trafficking, violence, sexual exploitation. And then for those children that do actually arrive in Europe, some of them are then experiencing detention and long periods of detention.
Children are seemingly more susceptible to these human smuggling operations. Why do you think this is?
Children have evolving capacities, so they're still developing. Their judgment is only maturing, so they don't have the same levels of judgment that adults do, so that, of course, makes them vulnerable. But they're also being targeted for labour exploitation and sexual exploitation by people smugglers. And I think one of the concerns from UNICEF in relation to preventing smuggling and undermining that smuggling model, and the best way to actually keep children safe is to look at actually making sure that we have legal and safe ways for children to take these journeys.
What is UNICEF calling for?
UNICEF is actually making a number of calls, and among that, I guess, is what I've just mentioned, which is ensuring that there are common asylum frameworks so that children are able to leave places of conflict and violence and actually have a durable solution, which means they can be resettled somewhere that is safe, where they can actually reintegrate into communities and access education and have access to health and other critical services. We know that we need to, as part of this conversation, look at addressing and preventing people smuggling and trafficking. And as I said, the best ways to do that is to make sure there are safe options for children in relation to them actually being able to leave places of conflict.
That's Amy Lamoine. She's Chief Technical Advisor at UNICEF, and she was speaking to The Wire's Nicole Wedding.